Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are many here for the first time. What do you think you see? What are you allowing yourself to see? What the discernment you have is critical to what you're going to get out of it. There are some who will say and continue to say that the process of channeling is not valid. They even say that there was no record of it in history, not understanding that the entire scripture that you call holy was channeled by men and women. The word of God, it's the word of men and women, channeling. But in contemporary times, you say, well, it isn't possible. I want you to discern what is happening in the room. If you're sensitive, you already know. If you've blocked it, you'll never know. We're going to call it a soup, an entourage of energy that comes in here. It surrounds you and waits for the invitation of belief. In you, right now, are all the answers to life. It's like a door is waiting to be opened with all of the things you brought to the room today. Your hopes, your fears, the things that you'd like to know, the new information that you'd like to understand is here, waiting for you to open that door of acceptability. There have been criticisms of Kryon by those who have sat in a place or listened to these channels. And the criticism goes this way. Why don't you say something helpful? Why are you so cryptic? Why don't you explain more? And you can tell that this person sat there and never opened the door. Because everything that would help you and the solutions and the explanations to everything I talk about, everything, literally sits on you heavily like a cloak waiting for you to open the door. By your permission and intent and free choice, are you free? Period. And then is when you give permission at your own rate to understand, to be helped, to find that which is the rest of you on the other side of the door. And you might say, well, why would you ever have a system like that? Why don't you just help us, God? It's part of the test, dear ones. There would not be integrity if you didn't ask for it. God's not going to step into your life and stir it up if you don't believe it. But if you open that door, it will be stirred up. It has to be. In order for you to see the things that should be seen, to get out of fear, to have the healing you came to the room for, to find the truth that you really wanted today. You realize this is not cerebral, don't you? That the truth of life and all of the things that you have asked for collectively is already there behind the door. It is your choice, therefore, to see it or not see it. Or to sit there with the door shut and slammed and then later complain that nothing happened. That's your choice. The entourage is here and it's ready. And it will answer the questions, who are you? What is next? That's about love. And that's who we are. Just waiting for you. I am Cryon.
I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, speaking in these times of change, reminding you of the unity that is possible within your own being and in this world, in this place. We invite you now in this moment to feel, to allow yourselves to feel, for your emotions are energy in motion. We ask you to feel the love of that which you know as creator, to allow the intensity to grow with greater strength, to dare to know this energy of infinite love throughout your entire being, and then bring it into the consciousness and into your world. It is the energy of compassion. It is a beautiful energy of compassion. We love the way the world works with the energy of compassion. We ask that you understand this consciousness and this synchronicity. And we ask you to love yourselves, to love the system of synchronicity that you have co-created, and to grow the passion of compassion in your own being right now. Feel it, know it, sense it, be it. For this is what opens the door to that which we have presented before called the new bandwidth of emotions. In this time, the range of emotions that human beings may exhibit are from the most sublime to the most unspeakable. There is an opportunity as consciousness awakens and understands the feelings, their emotions create a unity that is measurable and creates a co-creative energy field unlike any seen before. This opens the door to the new layers, to the new understanding of unity. What does it mean to co-create as evolutionaries, as evolving beings? What does it mean to understand that you create a field, that you sense within this field before the event begins, and you register the energy of compassion in unity? Feel it now. It is freeing. It raises the resonance, this new bandwidth of emotions, cleaner, clearer, more succinct, laser-like, filled with that electrical energy that is so empowering. We invite you now to set the energetic pattern of this room for the rest of the day and to take home with you. We shall begin within this field, for each one of you is a channel, learning to channel more of who you are and what we put before you in this coherent collective of the moment. The first that we wish to place is the energy of trust. What gifts would you share with one another? Speak up. Peace. Love. Compassion. Build it. Make it stronger. Joy. Freedom. Acceptance. Acceptance of what? Of all. Keep going. Keep going. Humor. Give to one another in this collective. Forgiveness. Trust. Charity. Respect. Grace. We have one more thing to share with you in this moment. There is that which is known as the divine marriage. We ask you in the energy of compassion for your own being that you allow the deeper marriage of your own intellect and intuition. It goes like this. Intellect, do you take this intuition? to be united, deeper levels forever and ever. Intellect says, thank you. Intuition, do you take this intellect to be your forever united partner to create the consciousness in the world that is possible today? What does intuition say? We now pronounce you a new level of unity within your own being. Infinitely so. Dear infinite beings. And so in the energy of infinite love, together let us affirm, and so I am. And in the energy of infinite love, and so we are.